AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says he's resigning from the Bureau next month. His departure would be among the highest profile resignations of the Trump administration. Four House Republicans signed onto a Democratic-led petition to force a vote on extending healthcare subsidies. The four Congress members broke with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Healthcare costs could soar for millions if the Affordable Care Act tax credits aren't extended. They're set to expire next month. President Trump delivered an almost 20-minute primetime address, insisting the economy is stronger than many voters feel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Flanked by Christmas trees in the White House, the president quickly laid blame for economic challenges on his predecessor.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
While announcing he's sending bonus checks of nearly $1,800 to troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior Dividend.
But the roughly 18-minute speech largely rehashed old messaging that has yet to ease public anxiety about higher prices. A president who promised an economic boom has seen inflation remain elevated and the job market weakening sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Still, he stayed defiant.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Though the consumer price index is rising at an annual rate of 3%, up from 2.3% in April. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Australia, hundreds of people attended the funeral of a 10-year-old girl who was killed in the Bondi Beach shooting. 15 people were killed as two gunmen targeted a Hanukkah celebration. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a meeting of European Union leaders as they decide on a loan for Ukraine using frozen Russian assets.
Belgium has insisted on ironclad guarantees from its EU partners to protect against Russian retaliation before backing a massive loan for Ukraine. At a high-stakes EU summit in Brussels, Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever said he fears a Russian backlash if the EU uses frozen Russian assets to underwrite a loan for Ukraine's needs over the next 2 years. De Wever said he prefers borrowing from international markets. The EU plans to give 90 billion euros to Ukraine, with other countries covering any shortfall. Belgium insists that it remains a faithful ally to Ukraine, but needs strong safeguards. EU leaders have pledged to meet Ukraine's needs by any means. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.